Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Morning, but we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in John Greco, former Browns guard, current Browns analyst. He joins us right now this morning. John, how the hell are you?
Hey, Ken, I'm doing well. Nice to talk to you guys. It's been a while.
It has. Now, you were a Browns veteran. How many years did you play for the Browns, and then how many years did you play in the NFL?
I played for the Browns for 6 years and 11 overall.
That's a long time. I didn't realize it was 11. I thought it was in the neighborhood of 9. Congratulations on all your success. So you played with a lot of younger quarterbacks. You played with some rookies. What does a rookie, because there's a lot of, like, I heard Greg Newsom saying some very nice things about Shedeur Sanders, and it's like, well, no one's going to say anything mean about him, but let's parse through the words here and figure out what's what. What can a rookie do to gain trust during OTAs, or is it just like, hey man, you got to wait till you get to camp and then we'll really figure out once you're kind of dunked in the deep end of the pool here?
Yeah, so Ken, what I want to see early on this time of year especially, because let's be honest, this off-season OTAs and minicamp, I mean, it's a glorified 7-on-7, and you know, it makes it difficult for linemen because, you know, defensive linemen are running all over the place and doesn't look like anybody can block anyone, and the offensive line coach and the coordinator are panicking and pulling their hair out, and everybody thinks the O-line sucks, but I digress. The rookie quarterbacks and rookies in general, I think the main word that I'm going to use is confidence. So if they come in, and I'm not talking about like an arrogant swagger or anything, because everybody's personalities are different, but what I want to see right away when a guy walks in is he acts like he belongs there. And takes command of, you know, we'll talk about quarterbacks, takes command of the huddle, is engaging with the offensive line and other guys on offense. I want a guy to show me that he thinks that he's the guy. And you can do that without being, oh, I'm the guy, I'm, you know, without being arrogant or, you know, overly confident. But a guy that comes in, is engaged in meetings, it's asking questions, that's constantly trying to be a better student of the game. And I liked it when these young guys, you know, as I got older and as guys get older in their careers, you know, it's harder to relate to younger players. You know, it's not like, you know, we might go to dinner and everything. I think it's good to build kind of chemistry and, you know, a friendship off the field. But, I mean, I can't relate to these young guys, and I couldn't when I was in my 7th, 8th, 9th year, 10th year. But as long as in the locker room, you get with these guys and they show you, hey, let's talk about what we're going to do on this future third down, or hey, we had this look in practice, and I know we're not in pads, but you know, what's that going to look like when the bullets are live? You know, let's talk about these protections. Let's talk about the cadence, the huddle. What, you know, how can I make my mechanics a little bit better? Does it work for you? Is everything sounding right? So just being like a sponge, I want a guy that's coming in and asking too many questions, and at the end of the day, you know, you want to see if they can spin the ball. And in the huddle, are they, can they command the huddle? Do they come in with confidence and kind of an aura about them and a swagger and say, hey, look, and act like this is their team? So if I see a guy start to develop that this time of year, you know, leaving minicamp, that gets me that much more excited about training camp in the preseason, because that's when you see when the pads are on and you know, there's guys crashing pads around and see how he, you know, adapts and reacts.
John, we've had a lot of discussion about doing what's right for a team that wants to shift its culture back into winning, that you got a lot of veterans, especially on that offensive line. So you owe it to them to put the best guy at quarterback, not just the young guy you want to evaluate. At the same time, what would one of the rookies have to do for some of those veterans to go, oh yeah, we might need to play them, even if it means rookie mistakes, even if it means losing some close games because you may not be ready? Man, that guy is electric. What would it have to look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, that's the fine line and the difficult part about the NFL. And you're trying to maximize some of the windows that are potentially closing on the careers of certain players. And also trying to maximize the window of the you know, where they're at the highest level of their, you know, play. So it's like, oh gosh, do we take a few steps back and try to, you know, work through some growing pains with these younger players, or do we try to put a veteran in now and you know, try to win early games early as we can? So to getting back to your question, what they can do is all the things I said in the first question, just come in and as long as if it's a younger player and for me, you know, speaking, if I saw that the guy was ready mentally, I felt comfortable with having him in there and saying, hey, this isn't just a science experiment. They think this guy can win and, you know, help us win these games. Because, you know, you said it, we all know, speaking up front, those guys are vets. They're gonna play their tails off for whoever's back there, and it doesn't matter who's back there in any situation. They're gonna play their butts off and try to be the best offensive line in the league. So when you have a young guy in there, as long as they're showing incremental improvements every day, and I'm talking starting in training camp, and they come in and you know they're of course they're gonna make rookie mistakes. A rookie's gonna make mistakes throughout his first year, second year. I mean that happens. That's ball. But if they are making incremental improvements and you start seeing the mistakes at practice and then in the meeting rooms and they're correcting them and wanting to correct them, that's when you're in the trust of those vets up front. And hopefully we start seeing that in training camp early with the two young the young quarterbacks.
You want a loaded question?
Of course.
What kind of damage could they do to this season if they don't start Joe Flacco week one?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. And, you know, the schedule, as we all know, is a difficult one. So, you know, it's amazing, guys. I get asked that a lot. And, you know, who's going to start? Who's going to play? When are we going to see one of the young guys? How many quarterbacks are we going to play? Everybody's asking, obviously. And I who the hell knows? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the damage, here's my biggest fear, okay? So you put Joe Flacco out there. Guy's a vet. We all know he can win. But shoot, the guy's in his what? I don't even know. 15th year? 17th year?
I thought it was 18.
Okay. Yeah, he and I were the same draft class, so I kind of quit counting after I retired. But okay, so this guy's been in the league, you know, as long as you can. It takes for a person to be born and then get to a legal voting age. Okay, so he's been in the league a long time. So he's going to be ready. But, you know, obviously he takes care of his body. He's going to be ready athletically. Can they protect him and keep him upright so where he's not getting banged up? Okay, and then you get through the first quarter of the season, and then they go to London, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I don't know. Are they 2-2 going into London? Or are they 3-1? I mean, we'd be, you know, ready to throw a parade at that point. I think the damage if you put a young player out there and it looks really, really ugly, then there's just so many questions being asked. And then, you know, then the Kevin Stefanski job security stuff starts creeping in. And then you're like, was this guy a bust, whoever's in there, if it's not looking great? And then if there's injuries, I think that's when the questions and the stress and the turmoil starts to snowball. And, you know, we in the media starts a feeding frenzy.
John Greco, John Greco with us on the hotline. Sorry to cut you off. I was jumping in to get in here because I waved Ken off because I wanted to know your first vehicle purchase when you got into the NFL. And then I have a follow-up.
My first vehicle purchase?
Yep.
Yeah, what'd you buy?
Oh, God. My car that I had through college for a while. When I got to Cleveland, I leased a S-Class Mercedes. That was technically my first vehicle.
Wow. Yeah. You didn't get a truck?
No, I had one. So that's what I kind of came in with.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, that's what you had in college.
My follow-up question is, did you test the limits on the byways and highways?
I did. I don't necessarily know. I'm built for more comfort than speed, guys. So that S-Class, if you've ever had the pleasure of riding in one, is like a magic carpet. And it definitely was not breaking three digits. But I'd like to open it up a little bit on the causeway there.
Yeah, I want to know something. I want to test how big of a story this is. Lima, ask this man the question.
Well, because yesterday we got the report that Shador Sanders was doing over 100, got cited on 71 in Strongsville. It led a lot of people to wonder, is this a big deal? Is this poor judgment? It was at night, but, certainly wasn't under the influence or anything like that. Just a young guy kind of seeing what his vehicle could do. He was in a truck. It led us to wondering, we figured every athlete at some point, or anybody with a car that could do something like that, would test it out at some point. Do you see that as any evidence of bad judgment or anything like that? And more importantly, did the coaches talk to you about those types of things?
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's funny, they do, but it's kind of encompassed in the conversation with be in the right place at the right time and make good decisions. I think they cast that wide net on an array of potential bad decisions made by young players and players in general. So, I'm not going to read too much into it. I know that it's the talk of the town nationally. But given that Shador is the player that he is, and he's just always going to have, the spotlight on him and be under a microscope, every little thing he does, right, wrong, or indifferent, is going to be talked about and analyzed. So, look, the guy's a young guy. He was speeding in his car. He got a ticket. In this situation, everything turned out okay. He wasn't drinking, and no one got hurt. But hopefully it was a kind of a slap on the wrist, and he learned his lesson, and he's more careful.
You played multiple positions across the offensive line. John Greco joining us on the show. What are the challenges awaiting DeJuan Jones as he tries to take over left tackle?
Yeah, I think we've seen it, and we've talked about that in the past, guys. And when you're flipping around, this is the good time. This is the best time of year to do that, for him to get the reps, the constant, you know, repetitions of working at that position with his stagger. It's difficult to do it in season, because it's just like, hey, you know, go out to this week and you have 3 days of prep and you're watching tape and just make sure it's right. But now he really gets to kind of get in the weeds with the coaches and work on the techniques and kind of slow it down a little bit, and just to kind of build that foundation and you know, kind of firm up that foundation of playing over there. Then in training camp, you're going to see it again, and it's going to look different. It's going to speed up a little bit because the pads are going to be on and the competition's going to ramp up. But hopefully between now and then, he firms it up and it looks good.
Do you think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are a package deal?
Oh, good question. No, I don't. I think that if it were to happen where the team would end up moving on, I don't think it would be because, hey, you know, we're tired of one of you. That means both of you have to go, or this isn't working out with one of you. You both are having to go. I think that if it happened, it would just happen kind of like that organically. But no, I think if we see something from the football side of things where Kevin Stefanski is bringing out the best of some of the players and you're seeing improvement and promise, I could see where maybe if the team's not doing well, they would have to make a change and keep one of the other. Mm-hmm. So my answer right now, I say cautiously no.
John, you're wonderful. We thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again, hopefully during camp.
Guys, thank you. This was fun.
Yes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.